When you fall in love, let it be that you want to be in love and nothing is forcing you to be in a relationship. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. This is back and enjoy this episode titled Don't Rush. Most of the time, we find that people fall into relationships due to some reasons which they could have avoided. Love isn't something which you have to rush. Falling in love is something which you have to understand that you are fully committed to the obligations to which you are entering into. It's like you're entering into a small contract with a person, because the obligations or duties which are created, they need both parties to be at full hand and to understand what's going on. Firstly, don't let peer pressure force you into relationships. Yes, it's a very different thing. It happens. You are not ready to go into a relationship. You know you don't want to go into a relationship, but you find out all the people in your circle or all your friends are in a relationship. What do you do? Okay, sometimes because of that peer pressure, you end up succumbing to it. And then the next thing, you're falling in love with someone who you didn't plan to. Take your time. Even if your people in the circle who you are with are having girlfriends, are having boyfriends, take your time. Don't rush anything, okay? Then they know why they're in those relationships. They choose themselves to be in those relationships, okay? You might get there and it's draining your energy to concentrate on other things, okay? So if you enter into love due to peer pressure, you won't even see the fun side of it, because you didn't commit to the relationship because you wanted it. You saw it because you thought it was easy. And a relationship needs to be committed. I keep telling people that relationship, that love, it's like holding a hose pipe. Okay? You need to hold it nicely. Nurture that relationship. Let it grow nicely. Understand each other. But a lot of people, when they enter into a relationship because of peer pressure, they do not take the time to understand each other. They just rush through the relationship and it ends up dying very soon, burn out, because you entered because your friends, your peers say to you, oh, the relationships are simple. Here we are balancing relationships, we're balancing school, we're balancing a lot of things with relationships. At the end of the day, know who you are, know your strengths and weaknesses before you go into a relationship. Don't be forced by your friends. Do not fall into the trap of peer pressure. Peer pressure has a lot of circumstances, can make a person do a lot of things which they don't want you to do because they make it look simple, yet they don't tell you how it's done. Another thing, do not fall into a relationship because you are lonely. Yeah, some people they're not ready for a relationship, but because they are lonely in life, they opt to close the loneliness by starting dating. As I've said before, dating needs a hose pipe. It's like you are nurturing it each and every day. You have to understand that when you enter into a relationship and you enter because you're lonely, you're gonna get bored along the way. Because of one thing, in a relationship, you're not only in love only, but you should always remember that when you enter into a relationship, you have started to carry the other person's heart with you. One mistake you do, it affects the other person also. So be careful. Even if you're super lonely in life, find something else to do. If your mind and heart are not ready for a relationship, Just find something else to do. Do not rush yourself. There's no rushing these things of love, okay? I don't understand where do people get the view that as long as I get into love, I be very simple to remove my loneliness. You have to be strong when you enter into love. Do you know that? I don't think most people who enter because of loneliness know that. Because, as I said, you carry another person's heart. It's like whatever happened to the heart is in your hand. If you let that heart sleep, the trust between you and that person might be gone forever. Everything which you have built together might die. So understand that loneliness should not make you to go into a relationship which you are not ready to have with a person. Yes, we all want at the end of the day to go home, or go into, we get home, we call our person and say, "Hi, how are you doing, my love? Blah 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 blah." Yes, we all want to do so. We all do. But I believe that there is time for everything, and as people, we will never have the right time. Some people might be far ahead and advanced with doing this relationship thing, but it doesn't mean that they are far than you, because once you do it when you are ready, you might turn out that you become a better person for that relationship. Why? Because you entered with your mind openly ready for what will come. That I need to nurture the relationship. I see people, they have relationships for 2 or 3 years. How do they get there? They nurtured that relationship. They holded it. They worked on it. They started to understand each other. They know each other in and out. That's how they do it. They work together. Don't go there because you're lonely or peer pressure. Those things will just get you bored or annoyed during the way. Go there when you know you are ready for a relationship. Don't rush because of peer pressure and loneliness. And the last one is, do not go into a relationship or rush into a relationship because you have money. Financially, you are strong, you're financially stable, and you just go out and look for a person to come and eat with you your money. Don't do that, okay? Love needs you to find a person who loves you in and out, with your money and without your money. So you have to understand that you don't have to go out flexing, showing everyone that I am well financed in my life. No one touches me. I am the best. My money stands out for my life. Because you will go out, you will meet the wrong person. That person will make sure that that money goes away the minute it goes, or the minute it goes away. What do I mean by this? They will act as if they love you, simply just to chow that, eat that money, and eat it. To make sure that you see that they don't love you, they love the money you have. And just ask that person, or tell that person who you fall in love with, that even if you're not broke, just say, when you see that they're going too much on making you spend, just say to them, "The way you have made me spend, I have become broke. Will you stay with me?" If they really loved you, they will stay with you. If they didn't, or they were pretending all along, they will sit down. Yes, they will agree because they are speaking to you now. But at the end of the day, or as time is going in the future, they will be looking for a way out of the relationship, because they cannot stay with a person who is poor. So I just want to remind people that do not rush into a relationship. Go into a relationship when you know you are ready. When you understand that whatever I go in with a relationship, I'll be fine to survive with the right person. We see a lot of people, they enter into a relationship because of peer pressure. Then we end up having a case of teenage pregnancy, which was unexpected. Okay, you'll ask them, why did you go to a relationship at the first place? All my peers were in a relationship. They made it seem so simple. They made it seem like it's a very easy thing. But are you aware that now you might have to drop out of school? You and your partner might sit together and become parents, teenage parents. The guy might run away most of the time because boys don't want to associate themselves with teenage pregnancy. They want to continue with school and make sure that they finish. So this thing is a very dangerous thing. People seem to make it sound like a simple thing, get into a relationship. Some even look desperate for a relationship. They get to a new place, they take the university. They start to seek other people. They look for who they can start with. It makes you seem so desperate. Remain calm. Always remember when you go to a place, what you came for. If going to university, which means your main aim was to get your degree. Do not get confused along the way and get pregnant in university at your first year, or get disturbed by your relationship that you fail some modules, as they are referred to where I come from. You have to make sure that everything which you do, it survives, it pushes, your life doesn't get involved in there. And keep your loneliness to get something to move you out of your loneliness. Play sports, for instance. Do something. I can say I'm lonely, but I'm just sitting in the house doing nothing, watching TV as a couch potato. There is a whole world outside. People are active. They're here and there doing this and that. You might find that there's something which you are good at, but because you just want to watch TV and you neglect whatever talents you have, you'll find that you sit there, you're drowning your loneliness, you wake up tomorrow, you find yourself in a relationship, thinking that the relationship will take out the loneliness. The relationship will need you to be active, because if you get to a relationship, there are times when you are in a relationship and there's one thing which happens. Arguments. You know, when you get to arguments between people who are in a relationship, you will see that, yeah, they are being tested to their ability, that will they survive together? Will they ever survive? Just the first argument for me is very crucial to see how they react to the argument and how they treat each other after the argument, because it proves how deep their love is for each other. So if you come in lonely, you might not be aware already to face that stress emotionally and mentally of going to an argument and saying words which are very sharp. That's what happens in arguments. Sometimes sharp words, they come out, they rip you apart. And you might even think of saying no more. I don't want to be in love anymore. Because what a relationship needs you to be very strong mentally and emotionally. Such things like if arguments take place and you might not be ready because you just came in there because you're lonely. Remember, if you come in because you're lonely, it will take time for you to adjust and hold on to everything. And if you go in because of your finance, be aware that your finance will be depleted very fast. Do not go out flexing. Hold on to yourself with your finances. Love a down-to-earth person. Okay? I have seen the choices which the people do when they have money. They tend to go out with the people who seem to be at their level. They think people who are down to a level, who don't have money, they think those people are poor. That's what they say. They don't date poor people. I just say to you, do not rush into a relationship. Take time. understand and analyze yourself that will at this moment will I be able to juggle to add a relationship to whatever I'm doing. If you can, persuade it, but if you cannot, do not force yourself. I'm JB State and I want to say, do not rush into relationships. I'm here, I am, I'm not rushing. Okay. Left, right, and center where I go, people are into relationships. Okay. They make it seem as if it's easy. I met this guy, a friend of mine. He said to me, sometimes in our language, it's good. In English, it is to be a fool. It is good sometimes because you avoid a lot of things. Good. So do not rush. Take time. Even if you look like a fool, when everyone around you is in relationships, left, right, and center, let them be. It's not you. They chose their relationships. They know what they're doing. When I just continue, push your life here and there, you will see that, wait, at the end of the day, it's your life. And do not mix it or want to do what other people are doing. Do what you see that it will be important. It will push your life. I'm JB State. And I say, never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.